You know, one of the things I'm always saying is that if this country is going to get better, if this country is going to go on the right path, we have to step up as a community. Veterans are the sleeping giant in this country, and it is time for us to step up. That's why I want to talk to you about the Citadel, the Military College of South Carolina. Now, you might have thought about the Citadel in the past as this Corps of Cadets, this military institution, but they have programs for veterans that don't involve you joining the Corps of Cadets, don't involve you wearing a uniform every day, and don't involve you living a military lifestyle. If you want to do that, great. But if that's not what you're up for right now after your military career, then you don't have to do that. And you can access some of the best programs in the world. The Citadel has some hot degrees in intelligence, tactical strength and conditioning, engineering, and project management. And there's five student type options for veterans. There's graduate college, there's evening undergraduate, there's active duty students, non-cadet day program, returning cadet veterans, and online programs. The academic offerings include undergraduate, graduate, college transfer, graduate certificates, and online degrees. Veterans have access to every single academic degree the college offers, and they have the most flexibility when it comes to their schedule. They can major in anything offered to the cadets and would take those classes during the day with the cadets. But then there's other programs offered in the evening or online, and graduate programs to choose from too, to make things so flexible for you. The U.S. World and News Report has named the Citadel the number one college for veterans in the South. And for veterans who choose to take classes on campus, they get to be a civilian student in a military environment. They don't have to wear uniforms, like I said before. They don't have to join the military culture of the Corps of Cadets. The atmosphere is a really good transition environment from military to civilian life. There's an organic mentorship that comes from taking classes with the cadets. The cadets want to talk to you guys. They want to hear your stories. They want to know what it was actually like to be in the military. A lot of these men and women are going to go on to serve as officers in the military, and they're going to exact change, and they need to hear from you guys. You also get access to the Citadel's alumni network. Like I said, this is one of the most illustrious institutions in the world, and when you join the Citadel and you graduate, you're part of their alumni network. That includes so many leaders. It includes so many business leaders, so many leaders from the military, and so many leaders from the government. The college's core values of honor, duty, and respect align with veteran culture. They align with who you are, and it's something that you're not going to get anywhere else in this country. There is tons of special assistance for veterans at the Citadel, and whether you're a veteran or active duty military personnel, you can take advantage of these programs. You also get access to the Veteran Student Success Center, the Career Center, the Academic Success Center, the Student Veteran Association, and all campus clubs. If you want to play rugby, you could do that. If you want to lift weights, you could do that. You get access to everything that the students get. There's fellowship opportunities. There's tons and tons of financial assistance. So if you're interested in getting a degree from the Citadel and building your life, head over to citadel.edu/veterans.
This is Chris Albert, and I'm here to remind you of one thing. Someday, you're going to die. Now, that's not some morbid statement or scary idea. It's solid fact. Your time here on this earth is limited. And we need to be reminded of this as much as possible for one simple reason: to live your best life while you can. This is the Warrior Soul Podcast.
What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another edition of the Warrior Soul Podcast. And first things first, I just got to apologize to all of you. Things have been crazy. So we drove across country. I am settling into a new job and we are looking to buy a house. So with that said, time has been extremely limited. So what I've been doing lately is I've been taking some of what I think are our most informative episodes, and I've been reposting them on our podcast feed. I am not avoiding putting out new content. I definitely want to put out new content, and we will continue to put out new content here. Just right now, it's a little bit of a crazy time. So I republished some episodes for you guys. I republished one with Akshay Nanavati, who is a fellow U.S. Marine Corps veteran and somebody who I admire a lot. His book, Fearvana, is absolutely awesome. I definitely think you guys should read it. And Akshay is a recovering alcoholic who has found a way of moving his life forward by embracing his fears. He does extreme endurance sports and all kinds of crazy things, mountain climbing, going across deserts, that kind of stuff. Really great guy. And again, you should definitely check out his book, Fearvana. And then I also republished an interview that you will have gotten by now with Gary John Bishop. And that's actually one of my favorite interviews. I interviewed him discussing his books, Stop Doing That Shit, and Unfuck Yourself. Unfuck Yourself is the first one. Great titles, right? Just a really great guy. I got a whole lot out of his books, and I hope you guys are enjoying those interviews. So, you know, with all that being said, what I wanted to talk to you guys about today is not losing yourself in all the bullshit that happens throughout life. Because here's the deal. A lot of us on a day-to-day basis, whether it be in our jobs, whether it be in our daily lives, whatever we're doing, we kind of play roles. We play roles. We play this character that we're supposed to be, right? And you kind of have to do that. It's not abnormal. That's not something that happens, right? When you were in the Marine Corps, or the Army, or the Air Force, or the military, or when you were in high school even, you played a character. The character doesn't entirely match up with who you actually are, right? And one of the things that happens to us is we get so wrapped up with work, with career, with, you know, trying to spend time with our loved ones, with doing all these different things that's expected of us, that we get further and further away from who we really are. And in some cases, you know, in deep down in the places that you probably don't like to talk about with other people, you might become so alienated with the person you really are that you actually think that that person is a bad person. You might actually think deep down that you can't show the world who you really are, that you can't actually express that to other people. And in a lot of cases, that's true. In a lot of cases, that's beneficial, right? And again, I'm not casting any judgments here. But what I want to tell you is this. You need time to be yourself, right? You need time to be yourself. And for myself, that one of the things that I do every day is I have to spend an hour at least in the morning by myself doing things that I want to do. That's why I wake up really early. Wake up to read. I wake up to meditate. I wake up to do my things. And what that allows me to do is it allows me to separate my thoughts and separate myself from the character I'm trying to play every day. And I'm feeling this more and more now that I'm going into the office every day. You know, up until this week, I was working from home. And I did that for since 2007, right? So it's been a long time that I've been doing, been at home, being by myself. And now when I'm going into the office and I'm have to be around other people and I have to play this role and I'm a salesperson, right? So I have to play a role there. I feel myself needing more than ever to have that hour or two to be me, right? And during that hour, I mean, there's a lot of things that could be done. Workouts, right? Training, right? That's very something that is non-negotiable in my life. I have to always have something going on as far as training goes, as far as physical fitness goes. Otherwise, I'm pulling myself from who I want to be physically. But I also need that mental time. I need that time to kind of sort out my thoughts. I need that time to learn. I need that time to put myself together, right? Because that's what we're essentially doing each day when we wake up in the morning. We're putting ourselves together. When you wake up, when you open up your eyes and you're rubbing the crust out of your eyes and you're going to the bathroom, you're shaving, all that stuff, right? That is you putting yourself together, right? For physically, for your appearance, right? But you also need to do it mentally. You need to do it so that you don't lose yourself. You need to do it so that you don't lose your way. You need to do it so that you, at the end of the day, can look yourself in the eye and know that you're still there. I think far too many people lose themselves in this modern age, right? We get further and further away from who we actually are and who we're supposed to be. And that is a tragedy. We're losing our character. We're losing our sense of honor. We're losing our sense of self. And I think that's a big reason why we see everything going on in the world the way it is, right? Why people aren't handling this crisis, why people are why the values in our country are constantly being called into question. It's because we've drifted further and further and further away from who we are. And that starts with each of us. And so, you know, I hope that your big takeaway from this is that, you know, whatever you're doing, whatever you got going on in your life, you're waking up each day, you're taking an hour to be you, right? Taking an hour to be you. Maybe you do an hour in the morning, maybe you do an hour in the evening. But whatever it is, at some point you got to take that mask off and you got to work on yourself. You got to work on preparing and becoming the person you want to be as opposed to the person the world is trying to turn you into. And I hope that all makes sense. Again, I'm always here if you guys ever want to talk, if you ever want to chat, if you ever have any questions. The Warrior Soul Podcast will keep going. I am 100% dedicated to make sure it does keep going. And I'm always looking for suggestions for guests and for content, for topics you want me to talk about. So hope you're all doing well. Get out there and live your best lives while you can. This is Chris Albert, and I am out.